It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Do you sometimes just wonder what happened to your sexual desire? Do you feel like if it isn't something necessarily hormonal, then why don't you want to have sex? My guest is one of our favorite guests here, clinical sexologist Dr. Ava Cadell. So welcome to the show, Dr. Cadell, and tell us a little bit about what kind of ruins somebody's sex drive if we're not really talking about necessarily, you know, maybe something hormonal, but we will get into that, but some things that just are going on in our lives that could ruin the moment, as it were.
Well, the number one thing that ruins our sex life is hurt feelings and anger towards our partner and power struggles and, you know, fear and kids and in-laws and frustration and overwork. And so basically just about anything.
I was going to say, that sounds like pretty much everything.
Right. Well, it's internal and external distractions. And so, you know, what I do with my clients is I ask them to identify first the external distractions, because those are the easiest to get rid of, and then we focus on the internal distractions. And, you know, the sad thing is that most of us are really good at multitasking, and we think that we're being more productive, but we are not. In fact, there was a recent chronic multitasking research that was done that showed that the poor brain does not enjoy multitasking. It goes from one task to the other, to the other, to the other, and nothing gets done 100%. And they call it spotlighting. So that's another thing. You have to focus on what we call mindfulness, and I think everybody understands what that means. It just means being focused and having full attention on your partner, you know, to be intimate. And that alone is going to improve one's sex drive.
Well, and certainly relationship problems are going to come into it. And as you said, anger or power struggles or all of these other things. So then people think, well, I'm going to relax and let this happen. Let's have drinks. Now, does alcohol make it better or not?
It can make it better in moderation, but again, this is something that we have to discuss. What helps to relax you? You know, for some people it is a drink, but I think that's sort of like putting a Band-Aid on the problem. I think the first thing you have to do is get rid of the external distractions like the TV, the computer, the phone, even turn your clock around. All of these things are really distracting. And then the second thing is the internal distractions, all those negative thoughts that are in your head that are preventing you from looking at your partner in the eyes, hugging each other, talking to each other about things that don't include problems. So, again, you know, we have like 70,000 thoughts in our head every day, and many of them are repetitive and negative. So, you know, the best way to replace negative thought, like I know a lot of women say things like, I've put on weight since we met, or I'm late for my yoga class, or men will say, did I lock the door, or am I doing this right? There's all kinds of really self-destructive thoughts that go on in our heads. So one of the things that will bring us into the here and now is to focus on your breathing. Oh. And to look at your partner and to give them a hug where both your hearts are beating as one. So those are three little steps that you can do to help eliminate the external and the internal distractions.
I love those. I love that you can, you know, give them a hug, work on your breathing and some relaxation, maybe stare at each other for a bit, which is not always that easy. But Dr. Cadell, people are on medication for blood pressure. You know, maybe they're on contraceptives, maybe they're on any kinds of different medications. When you're on something that you have to take, like blood pressure medication, and that can affect your libido, what do you do about that?
Well, the first thing you do is you talk to your doctor and you tell your doctor about the side effects, because there's always alternative medications. That's the first thing you do. And then the second thing you do is if you're on something that, you know, is mandatory, you have to work with it. Everything is manageable. You know, there are many solutions for every single problem. And again, breathing and meditating and eye gazing and hugging releases oxytocin, which we all have. Both men and women have oxytocin, and it's the bonding chemical that you can trigger immediately by connecting with somebody that you care about.
Okay, so what about things like too little sleep? Can that affect your sex drive? I mean, if you feel tired all the time, obviously, but, you know, if you're really not getting a good night's sleep, people will come up with every excuse in the book, Dr. Cadell, if they're having, as you started at the beginning, some relationship problems. But if they're not necessarily, then things like, you know, sleep, body image, really any of these things.
Oh, definitely. When you're exhausted, the last thing you feel like is performing a sexual act. So what you do is, if you're really tired, you know, don't reject your partner, because that will create resentment. But do tell your partner, I'm really tired, but let's make a date for tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon for a quickie, or let's take a bath together when you get home. As long as you keep the conversation going and you negotiate. You know, we all negotiate in the boardroom, but negotiating in the bedroom is perfectly acceptable as long as you do it with love. And then really work on your time management and make time, even if you have to make an appointment for intimacy, because in the end, nothing is going to matter as much as the quality time and the romantic memories that we've created with our love. You know, we really are not going to focus on our bank account and how successful we were in business. And so, you know, communication is the number one ingredient. Anybody that's listening to this, share one internal and one external distraction that you would like to improve in your love life, you know, with your partner, and make an appointment. Make an appointment for a date, two dates a week. They don't have to be a big production, but at least a time where you can, you know, communicate about your relationship and where you can share, you know, compliments with each other and share wishes of what you think might heighten the romance in your relationship, because we really cannot read each other's minds.
We can't, and as much as sometimes we get mad at our spouses or our lovers for not being able to read our minds, and I think, you know, we have to cut some of the distractions of this day and age, Dr. Cadell, with the cell phones. Everybody's always on. They're always online. What can we do if we know we have low testosterone? It's all over the media today. Is this something that you recommend, if your levels dip, that you can try some of the creams or lotions or any of those things? We only have about a minute left.
Well, first go to your doctor and see what's going on with your testosterone levels. He or she will give you something, you know, that is via prescription, which I recommend always, first and foremost. And then after that, definitely some of the holistic applications work. But just be very, very cautious on what you use without your doctor's recommendation.
So will you wrap it up for us, your best advice on sex drive and keeping that alive even in these stressful, distracted times?
Tell your partner how you would like them to express love and sex to you, because that is the key. Is it through romantic connection and bubble baths and dates? Is it through sensual talk? Or is it through having a quickie? Whatever it is, communicate it. And that's going to help to improve your sex drive and avoid all the negative thinking that goes on in our head, because that's what diminishes sex drive for us. It's in the brain. You know, your brain is responsible for good sex or no sex.
Well, it's in the brain, and if anyone would know about this, it's Dr. Ava Cadell. And the thing is, listeners, that we have to be able to find your way to reconnect with your partner if your sex desire has been lost a little. So listen to this podcast and take some of Dr. Cadell's wonderful suggestions. You can see more about her at avacadell.com. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.